you feel that for Bach, this is the most important part. This is all of us. It's what we are all thinking brought out in the voice of one person.
Throughout his sacred music, J.S. Bach connected stories and concepts and theology to the experience of being human. As conductor Harry Christophers says, no moment in Bach's music demonstrates that power more fully than this aria from the St. Matthew Passion. Harry Christophers, the artistic director of Boston's Handel and Haydn Society, is our guide for part two of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. If Bach can be considered a cornerstone of Western music, his St. Matthew Passion has to be one of the cornerstones of his own work. Today on the Bach Hour, our entire program is devoted to part two of the St. Matthew Passion. And as with part one, Harry Christophers joins us for the journey. If you'd like to hear our conversation and highlights from part one of the St. Matthew Passion, visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you'll also find a translation of the text of this piece. You'll also find many more programs to hear on demand, as well as videos, links, and other resources to further your own Bach explorations. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. In part one of this series, Harry Christophers described the different elements that Bach used to depict the story of Jesus' prophecy, capture, and execution. They include the evangelist and choruses singing the words of the gospel, with parts for certain characters like Jesus and Pilate. And wrapped around all of that, there are choruses of community or public reflection and arias of very personal inner reflection, using the words of the librettist Picander. But while all that still holds true for part two on paper, Harry Christophers says there's a significant difference as the piece unfolds further.
In a sense, those arias that are, the personal reflections, A, get longer, B, get more difficult for the singers. Bach is really, he's really bringing us into this story in a major way. Part one, he's done an element of that. But part two, he's really making us think and inject every ounce of our emotion into what he's making us do.
And Bach begins that process at the moment in the story following the arrest of Jesus.
And we start with this wonderful dialogue, again, this use of one soloist with orchestra one and the chorus with orchestra two. And this dialogue where the alto is weeping over the capture of Jesus and choir two are offering, help to the person to look for him, to find out what's happening.
Oh! zu dem hohen Priester Kaiaphas, dahin die Schriftgelehrten und Ältesten sich versammelt hatten. Petrus aber folgte ihm nach von ferne bis in den Palast des hohen Priesters und ging hinein und satzte sich bei die Knechte, auf dass er sähe, wo es hinaus wollte. Die hohen Priester aber und Ältesten und der ganze Rat suchten falsche Zeugnis wider Jesu, auf dass sie ihn töteten, und fanden keines.
Thank you.
wenn mich falsche Zungen sperren. Geduld, Geduld, Geduld.
Was dünket euch?
Sie antworteten und sprachen:
In the narrative flow of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, this chorale brings a pause in the action, which has depicted the interrogation of Jesus by the high priests of the temple. We're tracing part two of the St. Matthew Passion here on the Bach Hour with Handel and Haydn Society artistic director Harry Christophers, who says, at this point,
we are given probably the greatest aria of the Matthew Passion, Erbarme dich. I mean, it's an aria, of course, that people take out of context all the time. It's wonderful out of context. Put it in context, it's just mind-blowing.
Why is it so powerful? What does Bach do to, along with the violin solo, what does he do to bring it?
It's a very interesting one, isn't it? Because the whole idea of Peter's denial in the Passion setting and the way Bach really shaped this, I mean, the Evangelist part when he's talking about Peter's denial, you know, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times, and he went out and wept bitterly. You feel that for Bach, this is the most important part. This is all of us. It's what we are all thinking brought out in the voice of one person. We would probably all do the same in the same situation. And this is what's so amazingly powerful.
Peter
zur Tür hinausging, sah in eine andere und sprach zu denen, die da waren.
Dieser war auch mit dem Jesu von Nazareth.
Und er leugnete abermal und schwur dazu, ich kenne des Menschen nicht. Und über eine kleine Weile traten hinzu, die da stunden, und sprachen zu Petro.
Vater, du bist doch ein Evangelium, der Geist ist eine Heilige.
Kenne des Menschen nicht. Und als der Kräter nahm. Da dachte Petrus an die Worte Jesu, da er zu ihm sagte, ehe der Mann krähen wird, wirst du mich dreimal verleugnen. Und ging heraus und
thank you.
Once again, J.S. Bach uses a chorale to bring temporary resolution to a deeply emotional scene, the aria Erbarme Dich from the St. Matthew Passion. This performance featured countertenor Michael Chance with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists led by John Elliott Gardiner. And as emotionally wrenching as that scene is, it's still just one point along a journey that continually deepens. As the story of the Passion continues, Jesus' fate is weighed by Pilate and the people. And when that fate becomes clear, the soprano soloist sings a personal reflection on that fate in the aria Aus Liebe will mein Heiland sterben, or Out of Love My Savior Wants to Die. Here's Harry Christophers.
If somebody today wrote that aria, we'd be thinking, my goodness me, that is just brilliant. You know, how did you think of a flute solo that's so pure in its essence and accompanied by two oboe catchers, you know, which are just doing these staccato chords underneath before they then, you know, go into, a sort of lyrical pattern. This is extraordinary orchestration.
Thank you.
This aria reflects a bleakness that begins to take over the St. Matthew Passion as the full weight and darkness of Jesus' execution draws nearer. For the sound of the darkest moment of the Passion, Bach strips away just about everything.
He just takes us back to the voice. Brilliantly simple effect. It's just that spoken word and the silences that that gives us. That single voice does it all. We are drawn straight away to the man that this Passion is all about, the man that is going to save mankind by doing for God what he has to, giving himself up to us.
In this most dramatic point of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, the chorus pivots between two of the roles that it plays. First, there is the fire of the witnesses to Jesus' execution. But once Jesus cries out and dies, as narrated by the evangelist, the choir sings a community reflection and prayer on the drama with the words, "When I must depart one day, do not part from me then." The quietness of that chorale allows the listener to absorb fully the crushing impact of these events to the believer. And as the St. Matthew Passion continues, the individual believer's voice re-enters the scene with one of the most beautiful and consoling arias Bach wrote, "Mache dich, mein Herze, rein," or "Make yourself pure, my heart." It sets the stage for the burial of Jesus and a final chorus that focuses on the words, "Rest gently."
And it's the way Bach takes us into this amazing, incredible poignancy, but then towards the end, the way he uses his dynamics, you know, he's so specific. Piano, two pianos, three pianos, you know, just making us really reflect, constant reflection on what has happened and what we've witnessed. Audiences, whatever faith, any nationality, whatever, but they hear that chorus and they will do whatever feels right to them. Most of them will just sort of put, you know, their head will go down and they will be, they'll just think about something in their life that has affected them. And they, as I say, they don't have to be believers. You don't have to be a believer to get the incredible power and emotion out of the Matthew Passion.
Begraben.
final chorus of Bach's St. Matthew Passion, performed here by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists with conductor John Elliott Gardiner. You can hear this program again at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear many other episodes of the Bach Hour, as well as access resources to further your own Bach explorations. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to Harry Christophers and the Handel and Haydn Society for all their help in putting this program together, and to audio engineer Antonio Oliart Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.